Welcome back to Life Under Construction, the blueprint for young adults and future leaders who want to build a life worth living. I'm your host, R.J. Hernandez. Today's episode is one that cuts straight to the core of our future. Education, but not the kind you're used to. I'm talking real-world education, emotional intelligence, critical thinking, and financial literacy. The stuff we should have learned in school but didn't. So the big question is, how do we fund real education reform? How do we rebuild the system without begging the system? Stick with me. I'm going to walk you through an economic model I call neocapitalism or the two-money system. And yes, it's radical, but it's also functional, scalable, and rooted in human potential. Let's get real. The education system we have today wasn't built to serve kids. It was built to produce obedient workers. Teachers are underpaid, classrooms are under-resourced, and yet the Department of Education has a budget in the hundreds of billions. Where's it all going? Bureaucracy, debt, pensions, compliance systems, and the reform efforts, they always come with a price tag that requires government buy-in, philanthropic donors, or tax hikes. In other words, we need permission. But I believe we shouldn't need permission to educate our future. The future belongs to builders, not beggars. So what if we could create a system that funds education independently, using the mechanics of capitalism, but without its limitations? Let me introduce you to a concept I've been refining, neo-capitalism. It's capitalism, but evolved. Dual currency, purpose-driven, and built for this century, not the last. Here's how it works. Currency one, the dollar. We keep it. It's how you buy goods, pay rent, make investments. It's your standard capital. Currency two, stable coin currency. Not crypto, not blockchain, just a conceptual second ledger. This is a stable currency for public sector jobs, government, healthcare, teachers, etc. Currency two remains stable through an adjusting exchange rate, while currency one remains as the catalyst for investment. In the event of a recession, the impact is mitigated because currency one is only so much of the economy. Why two currencies? Because when we only have one, money becomes the only metric that matters. That's why education, parenting, and mentorship are undervalued. They don't generate dollars, so the system ignores them. Look, we can't wait around for broken systems to fix themselves. Neo-capitalism isn't just a theory. It's a call to build. If you're an entrepreneur, a teacher, a parent, a developer, this is your moment to rethink value, rethink service, and rethink what we reward. If you're with me, start small. Mentor someone, teach a skill, build something that gives. Because this is life under construction, and we're building a future that works for everyone. I'm R.J. Hernandez. Subscribe, share, and stay legendary.